Hello, first year, and welcome to the first year advising series. My name is Londega Njogo, CTL Junior Academic Advisor. On this episode today, we're going to be joined by the CTL Central Academic Advisors, who are going to be sharing some informational nuggets that we are certainly sure they are going to help you succeed. So let us get started. Sitting with me today is Thenjiwe Doyi, Boitumelo Mziwake, and Lebohang Monyaki. So let us just start. So Thenjiwe, what are some of the challenges that you faced as a first-year student?
Sure, Londega. Navigating campus was such an overwhelming experience. I registered late, and because of that, I missed the campus tour with my peers during the Gateway Orientation Week. So that resulted me in being late for all my classes during the lecture orientation week. So finding my way around this alone, it was an overwhelming experience.
I'm so sorry to hear about your experience, Thenjiwe, but I'm pretty sure at the time you were not aware that the university has a large community and there's a variety of academic advisors or the categories of academic advisors on campus. For an example, the central academic advisors that are in the Center for Teaching and Learning, they are responsible to refer students to the different support services on campus and just to connect them to the resources on campus and help them navigate their way around the university. And also with the university website, students can access some information that they're looking for. And the university website, it also has the university map. So if they are trying to find their way around the campus, they can always access the university map on the website.
And if you want to learn more about the varsity's profile, just simply go on to www.ufs.ac.za. So on the website, there is information about the different faculties and departments, as well as contact details of our welcoming staff, as well as the academic calendar.
And students might also be wondering which category of academic advising do we fall under. We are popularly known as the Central Academic Advisors. There is also the faculty advisors that are situated within the different faculties, and students might remember them from the registration process, and these are the people that were there for them to guide them through the registration process. And if the students have any questions or any challenges with regards to their curriculum, with regards to their module codes or the credits, they are free to contact the faculty advisors. However, I do feel that they might not know what is the difference between the central advisors as well as the faculty advisors.
Thank you so much, Lebo, for actually emphasizing that point. I think first-year students do struggle with differentiating between faculty advisors and central academic advisors. But central academic advisors help with educational planning, they help with career advice, they help with academic success skills. Those are your time management, those are your exam preparation, and also your revision skills. So they also help with transitioning from high school to the university.
Yes, Londeka, don't forget to also mention that we also connect students to network services at the UFAs. So for instance, CTL Academic Advisors connect now students and refer students to, for instance, quads, SCD, also refer maybe to career counseling, library services, housing and residence, and so on.
And also, Boitumelo, in a case where students are struggling or feeling a bit overwhelmed, they can just reach out to SCD because they are there to support them. So, Thenjiwe, what are some of the actions that you'd advise that first-year students take in order for them not to get left behind?
That's a good question, Londeka. First thing, the most important thing is to ask the students to attend lectures and tutorials. So we have the central academic advisors, and they provide support in time management, and they do that by assisting the student to create a holistic and a well-balanced schedule so that the student is able to take care of the academics and also themselves personally. So in order for the student to get a hold of an academic advisor, they can email advising@ufs.ac.za, and this is for the Bloemfontein campus students. For the South campus students, they can email advisingsc@ufs.ac.za, and lastly, for the Qaqwa campus students, they can email advisingqq@ufs.ac.za. But we also provide tutorial support. So if a student would want to book an appointment, they can send an email to astep@ufs.ac.za.
You are absolutely correct, Tenjiwe. Lecture consultations are very important as they allow the students not to fall behind. But what I've noticed actually is that students are so afraid to consult with their lecturers, yeah. And there's absolutely nothing to be afraid of. So it's important that when the students actually make an appointment with the lecturers, they actually first refer to the study material. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing is that when they actually consult with the lecturers, it also gives them the opportunity to clarify any misunderstandings or get enough information about the module itself, how it links to the course, mm-hmm. and how it also connects now with their career aspirations. Mm-hmm. So if anything about the module is unclear, students need to consult, ask questions, and keep asking until they have the clarity.
Thank you so much, Boitumelo. I think with many students that I've seen and spoken to since the beginning of the year, they did mention that they've been struggling with the university terminology, and also they have this anxiety when it comes to their academic writing skills. Mm. What they may not know is that the Center for Teaching and Learning actually offers a very viable resource, which is Write Sites. So Write Sites is where you get to sit with a trained professional who will help you on your assignment or your writing academic skills.
Boitumelo, I actually have a question. Do you think first year students know that they need to actually qualify for exams?
Well, Tenjiwe, I hope they do. Yeah. But for those who don't, how do they go about the process?
To gain admission, students need to pass all the module assessments with the required pass mark. So we have what we call Predicate Day, and it's on the 24th of May. So this is where all the marks will be published so that the students get to know if they have admission to the exam, if they failed a module, or if they have an incomplete mark to their module. But for those that have qualified for the exams, I would encourage them to get the exam timetable as soon as possible and to also contact the Central Academic Advisor so that they can get assistance with creating an exam revision schedule.
Yeah, that's true. And on the day of the exam, it's always important for them to take note of the venue of the exam, the time, and most importantly, they must bring along their student card to the exam venue, and all the necessary stationery that is required for the exam. Mm. And most importantly, students must ensure that they study hard for the exam so that they do not get excluded and so that they can meet the progression rules. And I think it's also important that we constantly remind them that as academic advisors, we are here for them and they need to come and consult because we are here for them throughout their academic journey.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lebo, for that important reminder. But if you're also wondering if senior students continue to get the support and resources, they actually do. Mm-hmm. So when a student then moves from the Gateway First Year Orientation Program to #SecureTheGrad. Mm-hmm. So #SecureTheGrad is a senior student success initiative that aims to provide students with the necessary information, resources, and tools for them to actually obtain the degree at the UFS.
Ladies, this has been a very highly informative session, and it's so unfortunate that we have to end it and we didn't even cover all the support services that academic advisors in CTL offer. Mm. But then if you're a first year student, make sure that you book that appointment. I'm just going to ask Tenjiwe to go through the information, email addresses where you can book your appointment.
Not a problem, Londeka. So students can email advising@ufs.ac.za, and this is for the Bloemfontein campus. For South Campus students, they can email advising.sc@ufs.ac.za, and for Qaqwa campus students, they can email advisingqq@ufs.ac.za.
And just like that, we've just reached the end of this episode. Until next time, good luck, first year.